New leadership came to the Albany County Legislature in January when Andrew Joyce was elected chairman, a seat his father held a quarter of a century earlier. The Democrat joined the legislature in 2016, representing the 9th District. I spoke with Joyce this week about his rise to power, the changes he plans to bring to the panel, and the challenges he faces.
People have talked about the size of the legislature as a negative. We do have 39 members, but there is a lot of talent. One of the things I want to work on immediately is harnessing all that talent, you know, using some of that expertise that they have to focus on specific areas that we can improve in Albany County, like economic development, how we convey land in Albany County, how can we modernize the legislature, a number of different areas that we can focus on, outreach to labor, you know, a number of different things, and just make it, you know, very members focused. And giving members the tools that they need to reach out in their districts, talk about what we're doing, what they're doing, and give them the tools they need to be successful and make it about everybody with an eye towards bipartisanship. In 2015, that's something that I had run on. I didn't run with the endorsement of the Democratic Party. I still won my district with 60% of the vote. And I did run on working in a bipartisan manner. And I think even though Albany County is a highly Democratic district and a highly Democratic county in terms of the enrollment, people do want to see that function, you know, that bipartisan function, us working together as opposed to working against one another. And I think that's something that resonated with the folks in my district.
So where do you feel you fit in, you know, with the party? Are you more on the progressive side?
I think I'm a bit of a progressive centrist, a bit of a moderate. I do have that perspective of the past. I'm in a largely type of a moderate district, you know, with the city's 8th Ward, parts of Slingerlands, but I also represent parts of, you know, Albany's 1st Ward, and it's a very large, diverse district. I'm not governed by, you know, one ideology over another. I'm about the people I represent and now, you know, my members, and doing the best that I can, you know, to represent their interests.
One of the things that were mentioned as we texted back and forth several times setting up this interview was your approach to making the legislature more transparent.
Right. We immediately, one of the issues that we saw was with members of the media requesting, you know, information from the legislature is kind of an arcane, difficult process in order to get information. What I wanted to do immediately was change our FOIL process for members of the public and members of the media, you know, to get information about what we're doing and what we have done. They shouldn't have to go to the county clerk and pay a fee to get information that belongs to them. So let's open it up and let's, you know, give them the information that they need and get it to them quickly, you know, utilizing technology. There's been much talk about a memorandum of understanding that I entered into with the Republicans in order to kind of frame, you know, my vision for how I want to lead the legislature. I put it on paper and I signed on the dotted line. And, you know, in the past, you probably would have seen like a handshake deal or something happening in a back room somewhere and it being denied and whatever. But I put it out there, told the members about it. I told the media about it, completely transparent about, you know, what I'm doing and what my plans are, because we don't have anything to hide.
What can the citizens of Albany County expect from their legislature going forward?
Well, we're focusing on some pretty key issues that we want to look at in Albany County, to include modernization of our process, you know, modernization overall of the legislative operations, so folks can, you know, have more access as to, you know, the information of what we're doing. I set up task forces, you know, for these individual issues that I want to address, modernization being one of them. Rules reform. Our rules are decades old, and we need to reorganize them and use input from these task forces and from members as to how we change our process. The way the county conveys land, it was an issue that had come up in the past. So I embarked on a task force to show the members, you know, what the process is for land sales in our district when land goes, you know, up for sale, educate them on the process and how that works, economic development and sustainability. You know, not only how do we bring, you know, businesses to Albany County, but how do we also strengthen the businesses and sustain the businesses that we do have? So more of a focus on key issues. Another thing we're going to be embarking on is independent redistricting. When that process comes along, it should be totally free of political influence, with a guide and a hope and a vision to maintaining the integrity of districts that need county services the most.
Any other issues?
Nepotism. We had a nepotism bill that came up last year, put forth by Democrat from Colony, Dave Mayo. There's also another piece of legislation that was put in by a Republican just last week I would like to address that. I'd like to restore, you know, the public's faith in our process and in us, that this issue is going to be addressed in terms of nepotism and how we hire people in Albany County. In addition to the discussion going on around independent redistricting, another campaign promise that I had made, you know, when I ran was looking at the size of the legislature. The discussion about the redistricting, I think, needs to come first. So we're not disenfranchising any folks that do need, you know, active and meaningful, you know, representation. We talked about the, you know, reform of the rules. So we're going to be taking input from every member, you know, talking about how we want to reform, you know, our processes. I supported pay equity, you know, in 2016 to ensure that, you know, everyone in the county, you know, is the compensation is based on their talent and their experience. And that's already worked. It's already been implemented in Albany County. And that's an issue that, you know, we're very proud of. And we also have the Restoration of Honor Act, which would bestow county level and potentially federal level veterans benefits for folks that were discharged from the military due to their lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender status. They served honorably. You know, we deserve to, you know, give those folks what they need, what they've earned. That legislation is getting attention now from the Harvard Law School Legal Clinic now. So we're working with them on, you know, data and benchmarks and how do we improve that. There's a potential for projected sales tax revenue loss in Albany County, which is something I hope our Economic Development Sustainability Task Force can help inform, and we can help, you know, mitigate if we are going to lose that revenue. We're embarking on shared services with other counties, taking a regional look at local government with the creation of an anaerobic digester. In addition, with Saratoga County at our water purification district, which will turn food waste into energy, which will reduce the footprint on our landfills. We're also looking at solid waste plans to reduce the amount of solid waste going into our landfills, which are closing soon. That includes a potential plan to look at styrofoam recycling and polystyrene. We supported a ban in 2016 for polystyrene in Albany County, and I still support a ban. Even if it's 2%, I still support that, along with looking at a study of building a styrofoam recycling plant in Albany County.